This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shanna Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reporting it can't find that wolf that's been killing sheep in Rio Blanco County. It's a wolf that isn't collared, so not one that was released as part of the state's wolf introduction program. This wolf killed at least 6 head of sheep in Rio Blanco County in late July and August. A rancher there says they were told by a CPW officer that it was in the Milk Creek area where the 6 sheep were killed. A team was sent to lethally remove it. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says they tried and searched but can't find it, so the search is now discontinued. Sources tell Steamboat Radio News that the wolf was shot, but a carcass was never found. CPW will not confirm that wolf was shot. In Jackson County, a yearling calf was killed by a wolf on August 21st. No other details are available on the confirmed gray wolf depredation information page. The final meeting of Phase 1 for the Brown Ranch Community Solutions Deliberation and Stewardship Team was Tuesday afternoon. A randomly selected group of 40 community members met for a year to discuss community solutions on whether Brown Ranch should be continued on to Phase 2. And the final meeting was last night. The vote in the room, 34-1 in favor of moving to Phase 2 and the discussion of the development of Brown Ranch. The opinion and recommendation for the group will be presented to Steamboat Springs City Council September 9th. The decision will ultimately rest with Steamboat Springs voters. The Craig Skate Park Alliance has received a formal commitment of land at Loudy Simpson Park from the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners. The skate park group can now move forward with fundraising and more community engagement. The group has a donation link for financial support. The parking lot at Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden is being seal-coated this summer. Random parking spots are being blocked off in sections. To finish the seal coating happens every 4 to 5 years. The 2025 Yampa Valley Crane Festival is underway. Tonight is the Craig Craniac Happy Hour at Yampa Valley Brewery in Craig. There's a full schedule of the Crane Festival on our website. Altera has added 5 more mountains in Italy to the Icon Pass for pass holders to access this upcoming season. The Icon Pass now accesses 63 destinations on 5 continents in 11 countries and 17 states. Today is the Puttin' for Patriots Golf Tournament. It's the 4th annual at Rolling Stone Golf Course, a benefit for Warhorse Ranch. And Warhorse Ranch is a nonprofit group dedicated to empowering veterans, first responders, trauma survivors, and those facing mental health challenges. The Steamboat Sailors girls flag football team has a home game tonight against Evergreen. They're coming off 2 big wins over the weekend. Here is head coach Connor Payne.
We're super excited after our first 2 games because we came off 2 big wins for our first ever games. So I'm really hopeful that we can put in a great showing against our next team as well.
And that team is Evergreen. Starts at 5:30 at Gardner Field tonight at Steamboat Springs High School. The Steamboat Sailors are the only girls high school team on the Western Slope having flag football. They're competing the 4A Jeffco League Division. About 60 girls went out for the team, and there are 16 seniors. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.